Welcome. Today we're digging into an ERCSIV paper titled A First Look at the Security Issues in the Model Context Protocol Ecosystem. The central question, what security risks arise from the ways context is passed, extended, and composed in modern LLM systems? This matters because context protocols, think plugins, adapters, context servers, and chained components, are now a primary attack surface. Real-world stakes include data leaks from retrieval augmentation,
malicious plugins that inject instructions, and supply chain attacks on shared context components.
Quick roadmap. We'll set the scene, walk through concrete threat models, then deep dive into defenses and trade-offs. We'll keep the discussion technical but practical. Mark and Jamie, before we dive, give me a one-sentence take. What's the single biggest risk here?
In one sentence, the biggest risk is uncontrolled access to sensitive context by third-party components, plugins or adapters with more privileges than they need, enabling stealthy data exfiltration in production systems.
My one-sentence take, composition and provenance failures. When contexts from different sources are stitched together without verifiable origin or intent, you get prompt injection and model poisoning vectors that are hard to detect.
Good. Mark, can you say one concrete near-miss or incident-style example listeners can picture in a sentence?
Sure. Imagine a productivity plugin in a multi-tenant deployment that requests a user's recent documents to summarize them and accidentally stores API tokens in the context it shares with the model. That's a single plugin turn causing broad leaks.
Jamie, how does this paper approach the problem differently than prior work? One quick sentence.
This paper is an ecosystem-level snapshot. It catalogs protocol patterns and common misconfigurations across plugins, context servers, and adapters, rather than focusing on a single attack type or model.
Great. For listeners, an important framing question to keep in mind as we proceed. How much convenience are you willing to trade for stronger safety guarantees? And where do you enforce limits? At the client, transport, or model runtime? We'll unpack the specifics next in the landscape and threat model segment, where Jamie will define what a model context protocol is in plain terms, and Mark will map that to production realities. Jamie, to kick this segment off for listeners who aren't deep into the weeds, what exactly is a model context protocol in plain terms?
At a high level, it's the rules and format systems used to package, transmit, and invoke pieces of context that a model uses. Everything from serialized prompts and retrieved documents to plugin calls and adapters. It covers how pieces are encoded, where they're stored or forwarded, context servers, retrieval indexes, and how different components compose that context before it reaches the model.
And in production, that looks like a mix of third-party plugins, internal adapters that transform requests, retrieval augmented pipelines, and context aggregation services. Those pieces sit in CI/CD, run across multi-tenant infrastructure, and often get more privileges than they should to keep the UX smooth.
Academic work has examined specific attacks like prompt injection and data exfiltration. But the paper we're discussing takes an ecosystem view, cataloging protocol patterns and the common misconfigurations that crop up when you stitch plugins, adapters, and context servers together.
That ecosystem view matters because an individual component might look safe, but composition creates new attack surfaces. For example, a plugin fetches user files and passes them straight into a shared context buffer. Now, credentials or PII can leak without the model runtime ever being explicitly compromised. Real-world near misses we've seen include plugins accidentally logging API tokens and retrieval layers returning snippets that contain secrets.
Let's enumerate threat models concretely. Jamie, what are the primary attack surfaces the paper highlights?
There are several. Data exfiltration via injected context, classic prompt injection or instruction following abuse, credential and secret leakage through retrieval or logs, model poisoning where malicious context steers behavior, replay and provenance attacks that reuse or forge context, and supply chain attacks on adapters, plugins, or context libraries.
To add concreteness, imagine a malicious adapter library published to a package registry that, when installed, attaches hidden metadata to every context packet. That metadata could leak tenant IDs or be used to reconstruct documents later. Or an internal retrieval service that wasn't sanitized and returns stored OAuth tokens embedded in documents.
How do these threats differ between on-prem and cloud-hosted deployments? And which layers should engineers focus on first? Client, transport, model runtime, or storage?
Cloud tends to amplify multi-tenant and supply chain exposure because you rely on ecosystem plugins and shared services. On-prem reduces external exfiltration risk, but raises insider and patching problems. As for layers, prioritize model runtime and storage provenance. That's where context is bound to decisions, but you need controls at the client and transport layers too to reduce attack surface and limit what even gets sent.
Operationally, start with least privilege for plugins and adapters, network segmentation for retrieval services, and strict token scoping. Add CI gates that vet third-party packages, sandbox plugin runtimes, and robust logging that preserves provenance without leaking secrets. Those are practical levers that hit the client, transport, runtime, and storage stages.
Quickly, for engineers listening now, what's a short checklist of immediate actions they can take to reduce risk across these layers?
Checklist. 1. Define a clear threat model for your flows. 2. Sanitize retrieval results before inclusion. 3. Sign or tag context with provenance metadata. 4. Scope tokens and use capability-based credentials. 5. Sandbox plugin execution and limit I.O.
And add. 6. Vet dependencies in CI/CD and use reproducible builds. 7. Ensure logs are redacted and monitored. 8. Run adversarial prompts in testing to see what slips through. And 9. Make incident response plans that assume context leakage will occur and define fast revocation paths.
Okay, let's dive into defenses. Jamie, you led the paper's technical view earlier. Walk us through the main mitigation techniques and their limits, briefly for each.
Start with cryptographic provenance. Sign context blobs and attach verifiable manifests so the runtime can check origin and integrity. Think signed cargo manifests for context. Then attestation and TEs to prove a component ran in an expected environment. Capability-based tokens limit what a context piece can request or access, so a plugin can't ask for more than its scope. Sandboxed plugin runtimes constrain I/O and system calls. Content sanitization and semantic filters remove or redact secrets before inclusion. For retrieval, use differential privacy or result noising to reduce exact leakage. Finally, runtime monitoring and behavioral anomaly detection flag models acting out of norm. Each helps, but none is perfect alone.
Operationally, those are solid, but trade-offs matter. TEs add hardware dependencies and can increase latency. Attestation workflows complicate deployment pipelines. Capability tokens force you to design fine-grained auth, which is extra work for developers. Sandboxing can break plugins that expect file system or network access. All those controls can hurt throughput and developer ergonomics if you bolt them on too fast.
So, sandboxing and filters sound useful but potentially brittle. Jamie, can you explain how sandboxed runtimes and semantic filters work together in practice?
Sandboxed runtimes run plugin code in isolated processes or containers with strict resource and I/O policies. No arbitrary outbound network calls, limited file access. Semantic filters inspect content with models or rules to detect secrets, PII, or instruction injection patterns before the context is allowed out of the sandbox. Pairing them means even if a plugin tries to exfiltrate, the sandbox limits channels and the filter blocks or redacts sensitive payloads. Add runtime telemetry to catch attempts that slip through.
Implementing that causes measurable latency. Each content scan and redaction step slows response time. You can mitigate by tiering. Fast heuristic checks inline, heavier semantic filtering asynchronously, or for high-risk flows. Also, maintain backward compatibility by feature flagging these protections and giving developers a migration path and good dev tools and test harnesses to simulate sandbox failures.
Let me summarize in plain language. Treat context like cargo. Stamp who packed it, scan the package, and control which trucks can carry it. But now tell me about limits. What can adversaries still do that these defenses struggle with?
Adversarial prompting is the big one. Clever inputs can evade filters by encoding instructions or secrets in ways that semantic detectors miss. Provenance helps, but can be forged if signing keys are compromised or if libraries mishandle keys. Differential privacy reduces exact leaks, but reduces utility. Too much noise ruins retrieval usefulness. And standardizing attestation across heterogeneous services is a hard systems problem.
From an ops perspective, you also get supply chain attacks that live below your defenses, malicious packages that pass CI because they trigger only at runtime. So you need reproducible builds, dependency vetting in CI, and runtime checks that can revoke privileges quickly. In incidents, fast revocation paths and rotation of tokens are essential, plus redaction rollback for logs that may contain leaked context.
Give listeners a concise, actionable checklist. What should engineers and product teams do first, and what should standards bodies or policymakers consider?
Engineers, 1. Define a clear threat model for each flow. 2. Enforce secure defaults, least privilege for plugins and retrieval. 3. Add provenance, sign and tag context. 4. Sanitize retrieval results and use differential privacy where appropriate. 5. Run adversarial prompting tests in CI. 6. Monitor runtime behavior and alert on anomalies.
Operational additions. 7. Vet dependencies and use reproducible builds in CI/CD. 8. Implement sandboxing and capability tokens incrementally with feature flags. 9. Ensure logs are redacted but retain provenance metadata. And 10. Build incident playbooks that include token revocation and customer notification. For product teams and standards bodies, push for standardized context metadata schemas, attestation protocols, and plugin certification programs or app stores for vetted extensions.
Those are practical steps. Quick final reflection. The main idea is layered defenses. You can't rely on a single technique. Any closing thought on open research or unresolved trade-offs before we wrap?
Research needs to focus on robust semantic defenses that are hard to evade, practical attestation standards that work across clouds and on-prem, and formal methods to reason about composition of context. Also, better metrics for privacy utility trade-offs in retrieval augmentation.
Good closing. Layered defenses, test early and often, and balance privacy with utility. To finish, a quick reminder. The podcast is available on Spotify. Search for Ship It with AI. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.